Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. And on this episode, we got somebody called in. We got somebody named Myler. Check out his podcast, Oh, What a Glorious Morning. I'm going to show him, play that, and then I'm going to play my response. And we're also going to talk about, what was your first job? Are you more into movies or TV? What was your nickname in school? And what was the thing that you enjoyed the most as a kid? All right, let's get right into it.
Hey there, One Bag Steve. This is Mylar from the podcast, Oh, What a Glorious Morning. I thought I'd come by and check out your podcast today. I was at the gym listening to you talk about spaghetti. I had to shut it off. I had to shut you off, man. You were making me too damn hungry. All this talk about ground turkey and ranch dressing and bell peppers and God, I was getting starving and I'm working out at the gym. I had to turn you off. I'm sorry. Then I turned you back on the walk home and I got to say your podcast is very relaxing. Your voice is very relaxing. I don't understand half the things that are coming out of your mouth, but that doesn't seem to matter. You're still very relaxing. So if I need to chill out, I'm just going to reach for your podcast. That's what I'm going to do. Anyway, man, thanks a lot for adding some value to my day. Hope you're having a good day. Peace out.
Hey, Mylar. This is One Bag Steve. And I just wanted to say thanks for responding back to me. And I know it's hard to understand what I'm saying with my southern drawl. But thanks, man. Thanks for giving me your feedback and letting me know that I'm doing something right at least. And I hope my voice can continue to be relaxing to you and any other people out there listening. Thanks again. And I look forward to listening to your show. Thanks. What was your first job? My first job was McDonald's. And back then, minimum wage was like $5.35 in Alabama. It's craziness. But as a kid, that was enough, you know, 16 years old getting that. But most of my money went to school, stuff like that, clothes, stuff around the house, stuff like that. Pretty much, that was it. McDonald's. McDonald's is what they'll call it. Wow. I remember I used to have to wear the goofy visor. Took my shirt in. And I knew I had like an extra large shirt, you know. You don't want to wear no little shirt back then, you know. No tight shirt. Then when you forget your hat, they give you the paper hat. Oh, man. Oh, McDonald's. Boy, I used to eat them folks out of the house and home. That's what I'm making all type of foolishness. The nuggets. Nuggets. Oh, boy, I'm tearing them out of the frame. Eating with no sauce. French fries at my ready. Apple pies, crushing them because I'm making them fresh, you feel me? That was back when the ice cream machine wasn't broke down. But yeah. Triple cheeseburgers, you feel me? With bacon. You know what I'm saying? I think I created the big and tasty on the low. Before they was even making them like that, that's how I was making mine. The big and tasty. Big Macs, we slapping barbecue sauce instead of the Mac sauce on there. Honey mustard in the middle, you never know. But yeah, them 5:35 checks, boy, you can only imagine. And I was still in school, so them hours wasn't nothing, boy. Getting no hours, ain't getting paid. Would I be there bright and early on payday to get my check? First one in the line. I like my little job. We had fun out that little job, man. I stayed like right up the street. That was my first time working there. But my second time working there, boy, I was late. It was the same thing. I lived right back there. I'll be 45 minutes late, y'all. It ain't nothing but like a 5-10 minute walk, depending on how fast you walking to get there. I get to work 45 minutes late. That was the second time working at McDonald's. First time working at McDonald's, they're on time every time, right after school or whatever. Gotta go get this chick, fool. What are you talking about? God damn it. I'm about to go to school. I'm about to go to college. That was right when I was about to head to college. And then when I left, I had some money in my pocket, but I blew it all when I got to Georgia. Got to Georgia, spent it. And then I was broke on the way to college. But I had some new gear. All fly. Then I think the only thing I got after that was I got some shoes. Like, out of all of that, shoes was the only thing I could put my hands on that was right, like, readily right there in my hands. Working there, 5:35 an hour, boy. McDonald's was my first job. What was your first job? What do you prefer, movies or TV? Me, myself, I prefer movies. Because it just seemed like it lasts longer. And I ain't got to wait till the next episode. No. I'm just going to watch this whole movie. And that be it. I can, you know, hold out for the next movie to come out. That's fine. Sometimes they do hold on forever and ever. Like 8 years later, they come out with, what's it called? Split. Then 2-3 years later, they come out with Glass. Come on, man. What you got going on? Like, we can't keep having a movie and then you don't have a movie. Like, if they come out with another Avatar, come on, man. It's been too long. I gotta go all the way back and watch the first one. So, no, not finna go through all that. Then some movies, though, they got a movie every year or every old year. Like, Fast and Furious got about 6-7 movies. Like, I'm good on that. Low key, I done grew out of the comic books too, cause like I feel like it's just too many of y'all. It's just too much. I can't keep up, bro. It's too many to watch. I gotta watch this one before I can watch that one. Too much. I'm done. It done turned into a TV saga. How much y'all come out with stuff? Y'all might as well say that's what it is. It's just episode after episode crammed together in one, and that's one season. Then y'all turn around and put out another comic book movie. And that's another season. Too close to TV. Give me a little time in between them. Plus, you know, it's just always better with a movie. Because I get to see the beginning, see what's going on, why this going on, the middle, how they gonna try to figure out how to finish it, and the end, how they finally came through. Like, oh, dang, I didn't expect that. So, I guess I'm more into a thriller, horror, suspense type of guy. So like, I'm just thinking, maybe I only like movies because it ain't like typical. Like, I know exactly what's gonna happen on the next episode or whatever. It's just whatever. Like, you know, at the end of the movie, I'm gonna know exactly what's going on. But as far as TV shows, it seems like it's just typical. Like, you know exactly what's finna go on, who finna do what. And they'll be like, on the next episode, bro, we know what's finna happen. It's kind of like, rest in peace to the actor from, I think it was Young and the Restless. Can't think his name right off. I didn't watch the show. My mama did. But that show is typical. A lot of y'all watch them shows. They're just typical. It's just like, you know exactly what's finna go on. So why is we watching this? Like, it's very boring. I can't watch a movie where they just steadily talking the whole time. There gotta be some action in there, bro. Like, somebody slap somebody, the car blow up, something. But yeah, I think I select movies over TV anytime. What was your nickname in school? My nickname in school, if you follow me on Snapchat, is Fuzzy Slippers. Funny story behind the name. Funny as how it sound, it's a funny story behind it. So, during school, you get close with a lot of people, and you don't know exactly or remember exactly how else it go. How else we did get cool, but I do know me and my homie, Quez was cool because we just used to kick it out to school, period. Wow, that sounded like no females. I'm not going to say that no more. But Quez probably got a different story than what I got. But yeah, we just kick it tough after school, like almost every day for maybe like a couple months. Because, I mean, if I was to go down all my friends' list, they'll tell you the same. So it couldn't be possible for me to just be kicking it with this person and this person, this person, this person. But yeah. He was real cool with some of my other friends, so on the off chance we would all be around each other at the same time, we'd just be around each other at the same time. But yeah, summertime, we're kicking it, we just chilling. So this particular time, you know, like any other time, me and Quez would go somewhere. He come get me, we ride somewhere, be listening to music, jamming. You know what I'm saying? We acting up in the car, acting the fool, you know, clowning. Roasting. If we see somebody we know, boy, we finna roast them for real, for real. Really let them have it, you know what I'm saying? Monday, we riding and he's like, well, my dog, DJ Fuzzy Slip was on the ones and twos. And I was like, okay, my dog, MC Mello, right here. And, you know, we said it, we kept saying it on the way back from, I think it was coming from Delton or something like that, or coming from his house. We just kept saying it over and over again, and we laughing about it, saying it, laughing. He kept calling me that then, you know, as it went on into the school year, we started calling each other that in the hallway or places we'll be somewhere in the locker room or for football or whatever. Or if he was playing basketball and I didn't play, I would just be, you know, like, Mello, that boy Mello, you don't see Mello. Or, you know, we see each other somewhere. And it just carried over. People started hearing it, you know. He called me Fuzzy, that boy Fuzzy. And, you know, and at the time, the relationship I was in, I ended up in a relationship with a girl. He called her Fuzzy Stiletto. And it just carried on through the school, and everybody else started calling me Fuzzy. Like, most of my close friends will call me Fuzzy. And people would ask, and they'd be like, why do we call you Fuzzy? Or Fuzzy Slipper. Because it's like, when I'm in the game, like when you watching it from the sideline, it look like I'm moving slow, like I'm jogging, like it look like I'm, you know, barely making it. I'm making it look real effortlessly when I got the ball in my hand. You know, it look like I ain't even moving that fast. So it look like I'm in some slippers, like I'm in some fuzzy slippers, like I'm out there purely relaxed. Like it's like nothing bothered me. Yeah, it's the most relaxed moment. But in all actuality, if you're in front of me, I done moved so quick, you don't know what's going on. And I hit you, I done went around you already. So that's how I got the name Fuzzy Slippers. So yeah, on my Snapchat, that's what I use. Fuzzy _ slipper. But slipper, like S-L-I-P-P-A. Yeah, so shout out to Quez5 on Snapchat, man. He was the one that gave me that nickname. So, yeah, what was your nickname in school? What was something as a kid that you just enjoyed that you know, like, it wasn't very common amongst other kids? Well, at least in my mind, I didn't think it was as common. But what I used to do with my cousin, Jason, he was older. He was about my middle sister's age. So he was maybe like, I think 4 to 5 years older, maybe 3 years older than me. Not sure. No, more than that. 9. I'm sorry, I'm tripping. 9 years older. And he collected all of the G.I. Joe action figures, like maybe like, I don't know, maybe the, like, they might be as, like, taller than a pencil, maybe, or mechanical pencil, like about that tall. So, but he had like buckets and buckets of them, bro, like G.I. Joes. So, me myself, I had already had like some action figures myself, you know, because I ain't gonna play with no Barbie dolls, you feel me? Or it'd be something that come in like a Happy Meal, like you get a little toy, a little dude, a little guy. You know, I never had an Army Man. I mean, I never wanted them because it just seemed like there was too many of them and it was too small. So, but when I got these, it was like 100 of them. So what I do, I line all of them up 11 on 11. And we're going to have a real deal football game. It's going to be Alabama against Auburn. And I'm, of course, Alabama because, you know, they're going to win regardless. That's how this game going to end every time. So, boom, lining them up. I'm running actual plays like a little kid, man. We toss right, toss left. But then we're going to run this play action pass, you feel me? I don't know the names of this stuff, but I done watched enough football to where I know exactly what's going on. All right, we're going to run this play. And then, and sometimes, if the game is on, I'm going to put the game. Oh, I'm right there with it. Okay, this is what the play they just ran. I got my own instant replay. He did this, and he did this. So, you know, boy, I'll be in there. First couple of days, I'll be doing it so tough. I'm knocking the little action figure heads off. Boom. She's like, boy, I want them things fly up and hit me. You go, you know what's going to happen. You're behind this grass. I was like, so I stopped doing it so tough, you know, man, you know, just barely tapping, you know, not, you know. But, bro, I used to do that for like 4 straight hours. Like, I'd just be right there in the living room until I got the whole living room covered. I'm talking about. I even got a sideline for both teams and everything. Coaches and all, boy. I'll be right there in the living room, tearing some stuff up, making all type of noise. And around that time, you know, back in them times, it's like, you got a TV in your room, of course. But you ain't got the living room space. You know what I'm saying? So you could be in your room, but you got, I need this space, and I got right in here. Then, you know, my mom got tired of that. She's like, move back here where the dinner table at, and you can do it right there. But I'm still too loud. I'm just blowing the whistle and everything, boy. So, what was a thing that you like to do as a kid that you know, like you enjoyed, that maybe you didn't think every other kid enjoyed? God, thank my listeners. Thanks for the call in, Mylar. Go check out Oh What a Glorious Morning by Mylar. Go check it out. Oh What a Glorious Morning. Also check me out on Facebook at Stephen Gray, One Bag Steve, Instagram at One Bag Steve, Twitter at One Bag Steve, Snapchat at Fuzzy_Slipper, SLIPPA, and check me on YouTube at One Bag Steve. All right, I thank you guys for listening, and God bless. Thank you.